Rochester, before I go to the studio, I'm expecting Professor LeBlanc, my violin teacher, to come over and give me a lesson. So you better hurry up and shave me.
Yes, sir.
Got everything ready?
Yes, sir. It's all here. Hot water, towel, brush, shaving cream, razor, and plasma.
Good, good. Now make it quick.
Okay. Wait till I get the cap off this new tube of shaving cream.
New tube? What happened to the old tube? There ought to be at least one more shave in it.
But, boss, you've been saying that since 1938.
What?
I didn't mind when you made me run it through the ringer.
Now, look.
And I didn't mind when you asked Don Wilson to sit on it.
Right.
But when you made me take that tube down to the Union Station and lay it on the track and wait for the super chief, that was going too far.
Well, all right. If you say it's empty, I'll take your word for it. Go ahead, open that new tube.
Do you want me to christen it with a bottle of champagne?
No. Wait a second, Roger. No use opening that shaving cream. Use some of that over there.
This? But, boss, are you sure this stuff is good for shaving?
Certainly. It says so on the box. Does everything. Now, hurry.
Okay, I'll lather up your face. Mmm. Look at that soap foam. Are you still under there, boss?
Yes, and be careful when you use the razor.
Okay, now let me see. Two ears, one nose, one chin.
Two ears, one nose, one chin. Rochester, what are you writing that down for?
After I finish shaving you, I call the roll.
Oh, don't be silly. Now get on with the shave.
All right. I'll put on a little more lather. Come in!
Bonjour, Rochester. Monsieur Benny is expecting me to give him a violin lesson this... Sacre bleu, that looks delicious.
Professor, stop trying to blow the comb off. It's me. Get your foot off my knee. It's not a brass rail.
I am so sorry.
Now, come on, Rochester. Get this over with.
Sit down, Professor. You're next.
And be careful with that razor.
Yes, sir. Mr. Benny, lean way back and lift your chin up. I want to get your neck nice and smooth.
Okay. Rochester, what'd you stop for?
I was just wondering, boss. Do you think this would be a good time for me to ask you for a raise?
No, it wouldn't. Now, take it easy.
Yes, sir.
And as soon as you're through, ow! Rochester, you cut me.
It's about time you felt it. I did it a minute ago.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I was waiting for you to bleed.
Don't be funny. Did you cut me bad?
That's nothing, boss. I just snipped the stem off your Adam's apple.
Clumsy thing. Now I'll have to buy a collar button. Well, wipe the soap off my face. Thanks. Oh, Professor, I'll go put on a tie, and then I'll come back for my lesson.
Oui, monsieur. Rochester, the cut on Monsieur Benny's throat, is it a bad one?
No, it's not deep at all. And it's all my fault.
No, Rochester, it was my fault. I didn't push your hand hard enough.